Federal authorities are now investigating the apparent disappearance of a cruise ship passenger in Glacier Bay last week. It's the second passenger reported overboard from an Alaska-bound cruise ship this month. The Holland America cruise ship Westerdam reported the 69-year-old male passenger missed a scheduled medical appointment on Friday afternoon and may have gone overboard. Authorities did not identify him any further. The ship's crew conducted a ship-wide search and notified National Park Service officials as the vessel left Glacier Bay National Park. Matthew Cahill of the National Park Service in Bartlett Cove says they started a search Friday evening with 15 people, three vessels, and a fixed-wing aircraft.
The Coast Guard provided us with probability maps based on currents and the tidal motion. And so we searched shorelines and waterways from Beardsley Entrance area, right in upper part of Setauket Narrow inside the mouth of Glacier Bay, out of the bay, including Pleasant Island and Lemmershire Island, the two islands that are right outside to the east and the west of the mouth of Glacier Bay.
The search was suspended about 7 o'clock Saturday evening. Cahill says the cruise line reported closed circuit television footage had indicated the man went overboard about 6:45 Friday morning. That's about 9 hours before his medical appointment when he was discovered missing. Cahill says the Coast Guard and the FBI started an investigation when they met the ship in Seward on Sunday. FBI spokesperson Stacey Feiger-Plessier says it's standard practice for their agency to investigate such disappearances or deaths in U.S. waters. The Coast Guard and Holland America did not respond to calls for comment today. On July 10th, the body of a 73-year-old man was recovered near the Strait of Juan de Fuca in Washington State.